Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tua from his own end zone. Looking, flips it out. It's tipped and incomplete. Achane was the closest receiver. Roquan Smith, the defender.
He had some guys. He didn't want to take a chance down the field. And boy, the Boo Birds. We're out.
Oh, yeah. People with paper bags on their head. It was a weird-looking, spooky Halloween scene last night in Miami. Thank you to the Dolphins Radio Network. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. This was probably, if not the nail in the coffin for Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, the general manager of the Dolphins as well. I don't know what they'd have to do to get fired because the crowd was ticked off. The Ravens in the second half got rolling, never looked back. I mean, all around terrible.
I can't even look at you right now.
We are all in Halloween costumes.
I got the
Welcome
full
to
experience.
The show.
Just like I've been avoiding you pre-show, and now I just looked at it now. Like, sorry, I just need a second to adjust.
Okay.
If you're watching on YouTube, you'll understand.
Yeah, adjust your television sets and your streaming services and all your devices. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet and Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork on Twitter at Maggie Gray. We are all dressed up, decked out today, inspired by the NFL. Well, sort of.
You said football.
We're a bunch of football coaches today.
Oh, yeah.
And I am the Danimal Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Gonna bite a kneecap. I'm gonna bite another kneecap.
You look like an 80s movie of like a really bad job of a woman trying to dress like a guy.
I said, I would be an ugly guy, it turns out.
But she's the man.
Yeah. It's a she's the man. No, you would be an ugly guy, but you look kind of like you have a guy with a ponytail who is playing hacky sack way past the time when it's appropriate to play hacky sack.
You mean my goatee?
Yeah, your goatee. Like you're trying to come off like a tough guy, and you come off more like I don't know, like my name is Earl.
Oh no!
But I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You can watch us. We're all decked out. I'm Dan Campbell. Perloff looking perfectly the part.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to attack today with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, people. And no chickens.
It's a nervous bird. We got EJ, Steady Eddie, Mike Tomlin.
You're damn right.
And then,
oh, man, I'm getting a view of EJ because his computer is blocking him from the sunglasses up, and I feel like Mike Tomlin's here.
You're damn right.
I love it. That's all you say the whole entire show. You're damn right.
We're very excited for the participation of everybody on the show. Everybody's participating in a fashion that's going to allow us to really execute the game plan later today on the show.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin gobbledygook is an art form. I think you could do it, EJ.
And then later on, we'll reveal Andrew Bogish, and Manny took it in a different direction. We said football coaches, and you came in as
Ted Lasso.
But it was a football coach by trade.
Yeah, Wichita State barbecue sauce.
All right, so that's what we got going on today. If you want to watch the show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and it's It was a long night last night for the Dolphins. And Pearl, obviously, in the second half especially, Lamar Jackson started really settling in. He started really looking comfortable. I think the first drive out of the second half, they got 6 first downs in one drive. Like, it was just a machine. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone wants to jump back on the Ravens now because they're making interesting. I get it. They were already the odds-on favorite to win the AFC North even before last night's game and last night's win. But I don't think that Miami is a good enough litmus test. You know, 28-6, but it was 14-6 at halftime, and Miami was a comedy. Like, they, whether it was the refs who were, you know, giving them some bad calls, their own miscues, it was just a foible after foible. It was 14-6, but once the Ravens got any kind of lead, Miami was dead in the water. It was miserable for us to watch it, too, if it wasn't so unintentionally funny. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm sick.
Well, the funny thing, you know, so the Dolphins outgained them in the first half, 225-109, in part because the Ravens had a short field on one drive because the Dolphins fumbled. But I was actually wondering about the Ravens. Obviously, the narrative coming out, you're right, they're the favorite in the AFC North, now an even bigger favorite. Their schedule's pretty easy coming up. They should be back in first place before long. But did we see something in that? I mean, they were getting run all over by Devon Achane.
Yeah, Devon Achane.
And the other thing is Kyle Hamilton has to make every play. Like, do they have 11 guys on defense, or is just Kyle Hamilton the all-pro safety who makes every play? And then he went down on the ground. He always gets hurt mid-game. Yeah. So there is still something a little bit awry with that run defense, especially. I'm a little worried about the defense still, even though everyone points out last year they struggled early in the season and picked it up later in the season. It looks like, you know, they only let up 6 points, but Miami moved the ball at will in the first half, and Miami's kind of, people figured out that offense. Like, the little Tua trick is, that's done, but they can run the ball all over the Ravens. So there was a little bit of signs for worry if I'm Baltimore, even though it looks like the AFC North will probably be gifted to you.
Yeah, I just don't take them seriously yet. And
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. I mean, definitely not Miami.
You're right.
Miami is barely an NFL franchise at this point. I mean, it has so bad for them. And
you don't take them seriously as what level, you mean?
As Super Bowl contenders, as playoff threats, you know? And maybe I'll get proven wrong and this will all blow up in my face. But, you know, I just don't see that they have a defense that's anywhere near close. They might add a pass rusher at the trade deadline. Maybe that's possible. They've got some draft capital. They could go for it, and maybe they will. And you know, to be honest, they definitely should. But I just don't see it. And, you know, I also wonder, too, like Derrick Henry, okay? There are some drives where he looks like he's still got it, and then there's, like, the Miami Dolphins defense is terrible, right? And the run defense is probably the worst, like, unit of that defense.
Yeah.
And there were times when Derrick Henry couldn't pick up a first down.
That has been the Derrick Henry story this year.
Right. So, and I know at times, you know, in the playoffs, he got a little neutralized last year when they played against Buffalo because they were trailing, and then you can't really go to Henry. So there's ways to kind of get him off the field, I guess. But I don't know, Pearl. I did not see that guy, even from week one, who was running all over Buffalo until he fumbled the ball and led to an all-time comeback for the Bills. But, like, I don't see that dude stiff-arming guys anymore, running over guys. You get it once in a while in the game, but not consistently.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm not with Lamar playing like he... First of all, Lamar was awesome. So
in the second half, he was so good.
Yeah, so Eddie was totally... He was pretty good in the first half. He just didn't really need to do much in the first half. I think that I'm not worried about the offense at all. They were the number one offense by a mile last year, and I think that was more because of Lamar than Derrick Henry. I don't think, this is my opinion, Derrick Henry does not fuel Lamar Jackson's excellence. I think Lamar Jackson's excellence fuels Derrick Henry at this point, because Derrick Henry's, what, 32? You could see his production diminishing. I'm not worried about the offense. The question is, will that offense against a good team get on the field consistently, or will their defense just let up a lot of first downs to the run game, which even last night we saw in the first half. So I'm not worried about Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson at all. They look great. I mean, at least Lamar looked great. Again, only the defense. Now, by the way, on the other side of the ball, there are two guys who should just switch locker rooms. You can see Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips on Miami's D-line just trying out for other teams. And they were both asked, the first question after the game is, hey, do you expect to be here next week? So there are going to be guys on the trade deadline, and Baltimore certainly should make some noise. I agree.
Absolutely. I got another thought about Lamar, and then I want to get to the Dolphins for a second, because there was a thought, and we talked about it actually, because of the hole that the Ravens were in, right? And because Lamar missed so many games with a hamstring injury, if just getting to the playoffs would be considered an accomplishment for Lamar, right? Like, you go into last night's game and you're 2-5 and the season has not gone the way you wanted it to, and they're getting rid of the ping pong tables and the cornhole in the locker room, and everything seems a mess. So if Lamar just guided them back to the playoffs, would that be enough to be successful?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Well, then I was like, you know, maybe that's possible. Maybe
no,
it's true.
And that then is no way.
I realized, like, that's not what this is going to be about. Everyone's going to forget about October instantaneously, and it's going to be the same expectations for Lamar. It's going to be Super Bowl or bust. That's it. End of story. So that's one other thing on the Ravens side. And then can I pose a question about Miami?
Sure.
Worst franchise in the NFL?
No. I would go Cleveland is worse.
Are they?
Yes.
Cleveland just pummeled them, by the way. Early last week.
Yeah, but then they turned around. Miami just whooped somebody,
maybe
too.
Maybe Atlanta.
Yeah.
Playing with a backup quarterback.
Atlanta's really up and down, obviously.
I mean, the highest paid backup quarterback in the history of Earth.
Okay, EJ's Jets. I'm not just saying this because they came off all win, but you're definitely in the running. The Raiders are a mess.
Well, the Dolphins have made the playoffs a bunch in the last, they've made it twice in the last 5 years, though, right?
But look at where we are right now.
Yeah.
Look at the amount of fans that had bags over their heads last night. That's a Jets thing. Think about that's a Cleveland thing. Think about all the people last night. It was like the boos, the coach, the quarterback, how the sniping back and forth in the press conferences, or the weirdness in the press conference. Like, really sit down and think about it, guys. Yeah. Are they the worst team in the NFL? Because we're talking last night in the text thread. I'm like, they need the number one pick to justify this pain that they're putting their fans through.
That was a painful watch yesterday.
Oh, it was a brutal watch.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they made the playoffs 2 of the last 3 years, and they had a winning. They were almost had a winning record. They would have made it last year if Tua was healthy. Where you're talking about the Jets haven't made the playoffs since what, 2012.
But look how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, but they just reset. They're going to fire Mike McDaniel, bring in a new coach, and, like, why would you?
You need a new GM.
Yeah, you need. Well, he's been there forever, so you're probably going to fire the GM.
You're a high draft pick now. Like, what's Tua's future?
Nothing. Well, don't you feel like you're fine, though?
No, they gave him this massive contract, right? We talk about how immovable this Tua contract is. That's an unforced error, self-inflicted wound from the Dolphins.
Right.
Bad coaching hire. I mean, or Mike McDaniel maybe started off kind of interesting. Now, clearly, it's gone off the rails a little bit. Your GM certainly needs, they need to change out the GM. They just don't.
Chris Greer, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Greer.
Nice guy, been there forever.
Sure, like plenty of nice guys around looking for work.
Do all that. They're like a normal bad team who I think is just going to reset.
Think about it, though. Their owner is meddling. They got a first-round draft pick taken away because he was meeting with Tom Brady on a yacht. That's stuff we would clown the Jets for. That's stuff we would clown the Browns for. Those are the embarrassing headlines, right? And you could say, well, I guess he was trying to get Tom Brady, so it was altruistic. Well, you know, Jimmy Haslam was trying to get a good quarterback and got Deshaun Watson, and we still, you know, blame him for that. So I don't know.
I feel like Dolphins are going to be right back. I feel like they're actually like, you don't want to go down like this. This is a much better scenario than the limbo they've been in.
Okay, but you also said they at least have made the playoffs, whereas the Jets haven't made the playoffs in 15 years.
Right.
Totally
but the Jets have clear institutional problems that are going to be very hard to overcome. Where the Dolphins, I don't think, are going to have those kind of problems at all.
Well, I ask you this. Yes, it's very embarrassing the Jets have not made the playoffs in 15 years. Everyone should be embarrassed by that. But the Dolphins have not won a playoff game since the year 2000. So they may have gotten there a couple times, but they don't do jack squat when they get there. And whether it's because Tua can't play in the cold, hello, you play in the AFC East. I know it's Miami, but you got to go to New England, you got to go to Buffalo, and you got to go to New York. So you might need somebody who can play in the cold. And congratulations, you can make the playoffs that keep expanding and expanding and expanding, where you're basically the 6th or the 7th seed, and then you go on the road and get your butt kicked. Is that really any better than not making the playoffs at all? Maybe to keep people in place who probably shouldn't be there and barely save their jobs, right?
But the competition for that titled the worst is pretty severe. That's the thing. Like, saying they're the worst franchise just feels kind of a little bit like hyperbole to me, because you got a lot of bad franchises, obviously. I think I don't really know what's going on with the Titans right now. But that being said, like, I think Miami's in a good position, right? Like, Tua has one more year where they could get rid of him. They're going to have a new coach, a new GM. I think it's an attractive job. He's in South Florida. I don't know. Like, I'm a Dolphins fan. You mentioned the number one pick. It'll probably end up, like, somewhere 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the, aren't you a little bit excited? Like, okay, well, this is going to be awful, but we're going to move on like next year. Like, this is what happens in the NFL. You get really bad and then you have a chance to get good. What, hey, they're not, see, to me, they're not going to be like the Cleveland Browns where you guarantee they're going to screw it up.
Okay, but here's the thing. Well, I don't know because.
Why? I mean, why don't you think that they could get a quarterback and rebuild this team pretty fast and be a wild card team at least again?
With who? Where's the talent on this team? And I know Chop Robinson left with a concussion last night.
Like Tyreek Hill is going to be gone. They have Waddle. Chop Robinson, it's obviously, he's on year two. He'll be gone after year four.
But here's the funny thing about that. You're like, what's the big deal? They just got themselves in this awful, awful mess where they have to reset their whole franchise. But, Pearl, that's what's part of this. That's what makes them bad. You had a choice at a top pick, you know, and you decided to go with Tua over Justin Herbert.
I totally understand it at the time.
Well, okay.
Tua was awesome. I mean, we were tanking for Tua.
But that's fine. But then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And he had this hip injury. And because it was, I'll give him maybe a little pass on this, I think it was like weird COVID that you couldn't travel to see, do in-person interviews or whatever. Or am I getting my years right there? But like Tua ended up having a hip injury that people were comparing to Bo Jackson. You know, so actually there was some stuff out there that was, you know, that maybe should have made this maybe a little bit more of a choice. Just because you have a fun slogan, tank for Tua, and some alliteration, doesn't mean you got to do it.
Well, that's a good take in April of 2020, but did you say that then?
Well, yeah, because of the hip injury.
Oh, so you were a big Herbert over Tua.
Well, people liked Herbert. It's not like he was some out of nowhere story. He was a four-year
starter. Herbert definitely but Herbert had a lot of detractors as well. Because at Oregon, he was a bit inconsistent. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happened at Oregon. I don't think it was such a no-brainer to take Herbert over, too. I don't remember that being like, oh, my God, what are the Dolphins doing?
Well, I guess I'm just saying this, right? Yeah. You're acknowledging and you're with me on the fact that the Dolphins have arrived at a place where they need a full reset.
Yeah.
But you're not blaming the people who got them to this terrible spot. And that's why they're one of the worst franchises in the NFL.
Right.
They might be the worst.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they're the worst. They're definitely one of the worst. They're going to end up with a number three pick. But I don't think that place is so dysfunctional and toxic that they can't make the right hire and rebuild within 5 years. Like, honestly, like, there's something about the Raiders and the Browns. It's just a little worse to me.
Players aren't showing up to player-only meetings. What do you mean it's not dysfunctional?
Yeah.
Well,
all this year has been just dysfunction.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know who the right hire is. Say they hire somebody like that. These players are going to be gone. Like, none of these guys are going to stick, are going to be there for the rebuild. Maybe Waddle. I can't even think of. Give me a second player that's going to be here. They're going to have a full reset. You know, fire the GM, fire the coach. That's definitely happening. So at least it's a reset. You guys will give me that, right? Like, it's going to be new people.
Maybe, but just who else underwent a reset after getting rid of a bunch of guys who were losers? The Jets got rid of a bunch of guys last year. Yeah, but I mean, if you think about last season, they got rid of a bunch of guys last year who were all part of the Salah dysfunction, the Aaron Rodgers dysfunction, and I was one of the folks being like, good, get those guys out of there. Now we have a reset. But resets don't look good. Resets are hard. Resets can be ugly. And what we've seen from this Jets season has been really a disaster. So if you're saying that the Dolphins are looking towards something that maybe the Jets underwent last year, then that's not a good sign. That to me tells me they are maybe the most dysfunctional team because they're already bad. They only have one more win than the Jets, and they're going to end with that kind of rebuild. That's not good.
But I would bet on the Dolphins being in a better place in 5 years than the Jets.
So here's a question for you, right? Because you're like, all they got to do is just nail the hire, right? All they got to do is nail the coaching hire, nail the quarterback situation. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about the Dolphins since Nick Saban. You want to go back that far?
Right.
Okay. Cam Cameron. What is it? Tony Sperano. May he rest in peace. Joe Philbin.
Oof.
Adam Gase.
Oh, I remember him.
Brian Flores. Ended up suing the league, by the way. Dysfunction. And then into Mike McDaniel. Where they, have made two trips to the postseason. They had back-to-back postseason trips, his first season and second season, where they lost in the wild card round both times.
So you guys are saying, so you really think they're worse than the Raiders, too?
I think they have just as many negative headlines. I don't know if anyone's saying that the Raiders players aren't showing up to meetings.
Okay.
I don't see Geno Smith calling out the Raider players for saying they're not all dialed in.
I mean, but they have so many more wins than this Raiders team. Like, something's going on better there. They've had basically a winning, last year was a little different, they were 8-9, but they've definitely found a way to win some football games. I mean, the Raiders have not.
Yeah, I
put that poll out, like, who's the worst franchise, put Dolphins, Jets, or Raiders? I'd be very surprised if the Dolphins
and
won that.
And Browns. In. I don't want to shortchange Cleveland. You guys are also wildly dysfunctional.
They did make. They had a playoff season with Mr. Flacco, but yeah, I feel like the Dolphins. If the Raiders, when the Raiders hired Pete Carroll and stuff, I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of baggage there. Like, I don't know if it's going to work. The Dolphins, I feel like they could get the right guy and be back in the playoffs in 3 or 4 years.
They've never gotten the right guy.
Yeah.
Back to Don Shula.
I mean, Nick Saban probably could have been the right guy. That could have easily gone differently.
And that's like one of the most hilarious stories to have as part of your franchise. Like Bill Belichick resigning as HC of the NYJ. Like they have similar kind of things, Burl.
Well, who do you think wins that poll?
I don't know. Probably the reputation might be worse, obviously, for Cleveland and the Jets. But I think Miami is just kind of skating by here because I think you could go negative headline for negative headline, embarrassment for embarrassment. And I think that they'd be pretty similar.
So you'd vote for the Dolphins?
What I saw last night, I'm thinking the Dolphins are in. This is rock bottom. Felt like rock bottom.
You know, they've made some good picks too on offense. Like I like the Waddle. I like Waddle. I like Achane. Tua, by the way, he's definitely has no future because of his health. But he could ball 2 years ago. I'm a big Tua guy. Coming to Alabama, I was like, this is my favorite quarterback. He's short. He's left-handed. He can spin it. But that being said,
see over the line, which he admitted.
Yeah, last night he's like, we couldn't hear it. Last night, did you see after the game he admitted there were too many Ravens fans? I just think that for some reason they can rebuild in a way that the Raiders and the Browns are going to have more trouble. I think in 5 years, I'm going to be wearing a Dolphins hat here instead of a Chargers hat.
888-710-4ISNYES.
Like I said once, success is not about wins and losses. It's about helping these young fellas be the best versions of themselves on and off the field.
Yeah, if you're going to do that Ted Lasso positivity, I wouldn't apply it to the Dolphins.
Or I'll do a Mike Tomlin. I want volunteers, not hostages.
I saw also, by the way, we'll see what happens with the Dolphins. Like the first half, I'm like, oh man, they're still going to win some stupid games this year. Like they were clearly like probably the better team on the field the first half. They were rolling. You didn't see them like get screwed by on the Ollie Gordon trip.
Oh, that was so awful. You get a false start on a 4-1, have to settle for a field goal. Your kicker misses it.
Usually when you run for that many yards in the first half, you are in a very good position. I mean, it's very rare. Like, if you could run for first downs, you usually do very well in a game.
If you want to see us dressed up looking silly, you can do it. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We are all coached up today.
Can I get you to say you're going to bite a kneecap off one more time?
I'm biting a kneecap.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Then I bite another kneecap.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Got my play sheet here. It's a folder that just says, go for it. Fourth this is the only Dan Campbell play you need.
Coach Campbell, it's 4th and 15. What are we going to do?
We're going to bite a kneecap and go for it. Manny, can I borrow your Zins? That's all that's missing from my Dan Campbell outfit here today is some big lip full of skull or Zins or whatever that dude's got in there.
It's definitely chewing tobacco. I think he needs something a little bit stronger.
Yuck. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots to do, including more drama at LSU. Stop me if you've heard that before. And we have a question about the Cowboys who are going into a very interesting week. MVP.
Hi, Maggie. It was an interesting night for me on Prize Picks.
How so?
I actually went against you. You had Lamar Jackson, I believe, more on rushing yards. I had less. I came in a winner on Prize Picks.
Yeah, you did.
Lamar was kind of cautious. It was totally a flip of the coin. He could have run for 100 if he wanted to. But that's the thing about Prize Picks. You have a hunch and you go for it. And it's so much fun. It makes the game so much more fun. Basically, the way it works, you pick more or less on players' stat projections. And if you're right, you could absolutely win big like I've been doing lately.
Yeah, I know. Lamar, only 14 rushing yards. I needed 36 and a half. More than I need 37. It didn't happen. He broke off this one big run. I was like, go, go. And then he
got tripped.
And then we never saw him again really running the ball. And he didn't have to because he was so good last night. My Steph Curry, more than 25 and a half, though, did catch.
Nice.
But back on the horse today. Is Prize Picks available where you live? Well, probably, because it's there for you in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. We've become obsessed with Prize Picks. It is the one and only thing we talk about on the show, and it can be your new fun toy. How about that? Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Happy Halloween. If you're watching on the Infinity Sports Radio Network YouTube channel, you can see Maggie looking like a 80s movie version of Dan Campbell, in the sense that in the 80s, young women dressed up as men in movies, and somehow everyone bought it. But no, you look great.
Wow. Yeah, I do not look great, but I think I look like the Danimal.
Sort of. I'm Jim Harbaugh. Who's got it better than us? You can
Nobody.
Go vote. I want people to vote on the poll at Maggie and Pearl on X. Who is the worst franchise in the league? Because you're trying to sell me as the Dolphins as dysfunctional. I'll tell you right now, they're drafting Ty Simpson, and they're going to be back in the playoffs in 3 years. I'm
back with another Alabama quarterback.
Basically, like here's my logic. It's really warm in Miami, so it's where quarterbacks are going to want to be. Cleveland, New York. Maybe Vegas is a little different. Vegas is warm, too. I just don't see it turning around. I feel like Miami's going to have a potent offense again in 4 years. Yeah, I feel like it's a sleeping, you know, kind of like North Carolina football. It's a sleeping giant.
And that's going great.
I just feel like someday, and maybe it's a memory like Dan Marino or something, like someday they're going to figure it out and be this explosive offense because it's Miami. They should be good.
Yeah, and then what happens when they have to go on the road and play a game that's under 55 degrees? Yeah.
Oh, that's an L.
Yeah.
That's an L in the playoffs, but hey, I'm getting back to the playoffs.
The coach is a laughingstock. The quarterback has issues, plus a bad contract. Negative headlines seemingly every week. Players aren't showing up to players-only meetings, allegedly. You have a meddling owner. You have a bad stadium.
Well, the fact that you have to have players-only meetings is your first sign of... Well, all that being said...
I should reverse that.
All that being said...
That was a miserable experience.
They have still made the playoffs with all that two out of the last 3 years. Can you imagine if all that wasn't happening, how good they'd be?
They haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
Yeah, but, I mean, you just described total mayhem. Even last year, Tua was hurt, and they still went 8-9. Like, somebody's playing hard somewhere.
You can go vote on that poll if you'd like. If you watched any of that Miami nonsense last night, at least the Ravens, they get a W. They're interesting again.
I mean, by the way, Miami should have been winning at halftime. We can all agree on that. They found a way to not be winning, which creatively.
You know what's funny? I don't actually think that the league is rigged, but it's always funny to me when a team is struggling, let's say a home team, and the viewing product is so clearly not good, and you're in danger of getting people maybe tuning out once halftime hits and maybe they're going to bed or going on to do their other things or whatever. I'm always surprised then when the refs kind of hose them with a bad call. Maybe because I'm kind of conditioned to think the refs kind of help out the home team every now and then. That Ollie Gordon tripping call, it's like things were already rolling so far downhill for Miami. They couldn't get, like, they had just miscues and all that stuff. I was really surprised that the refs hit them with that really controversial tripping call. You would think the refs might try to give a little boost to the home team as they're driving, and they were putting together. That was actually one of their best drives of the night outside of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they would have scored there. They missed a short field goal. It was the fourth down. They had a fourth and two at the 10, and for some reason, they threw this 30-yard wheel route to Devon Achane, who was being covered by Kyle Hamilton, the one great player. It was the craziest play call. Like,
and the throw wasn't even close.
Well, it was Achane ran the wrong route.
That was very clear. He's watching it because sail, you know, over why he ran like Halley's Comet.
You know why he ran the wrong route? Because he was matched up against the best player on the field, and he pushed him away from the route. It was the most insane play call. That's when Mike McDaniel was just staring blankly. He's like, "Oh, I screwed that one up." You could see there was another play where they ran the running back goes in motion like Mike McDaniel style. Tua takes two steps and immediately fires over the middle where Jalen Waddle is supposed to be. And Jalen Waddle is 10 yards away from where the pass is. Like, uh-oh, our timing offense is gone. Everyone's figured it out. Like, the McDaniel thing fooled everybody for 2 years. They were one of the top 10 offenses in the league. Now they all have it figured out. It ran its course. For whatever it was, it ran its course.
Another day closer to death.
Guys, yeah. I'm sitting right here.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We have Andrew Bogish in with headlines, and we're all dressed as NFL coaches today, and Manny is Ted Lasso.
Whoops.
I like it. And
Bogish misunderstood the assignment again.
Has decided to be Mike McDaniel today. These glasses, though, this is like Mike McDaniel's librarian era.
A little Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, the glasses are not my favorite. It was a struggle to find the right mix of accessories, but I tried to settle on exaggerated Mike McDaniel.
I have some glasses for you back in the office. You want Elvis glasses?
Yes.
Yeah, those look okay. That's exactly what I was just thinking about.
Please. I got a whole prop closet back
there. Right now, you still look like Kevin Stefanski because I can only see the orange.
I thought that was Quinn Ewers.
So I wasn't here the day that the assignments were handed out. I should have been Quinn Ewers now.
No, but you do. Their full body does look like Mike McDaniel, but I'm getting a slight angle where it's Kevin Stefanski wearing Mr. Magoo glasses.
I mean, you can't see this, but I got my capri pants on, I got my sleeves up, I got my gold chain, I got my play calling sheet, which might be a Denny's menu.
Yeah.
The gold chain is not showing on camera, it's only in the back.
So, I mean, I did a lot of research. He's not a chain out guy, he's a chain in guy.
Classy.
So that's why it's in the jersey. I'm trying to be true to my character.
We do not care.
EJ is Mike Tomlin.
You should also have to look.
We do not care.
You have to look defeated. Last night,
stand Mike by.
Yeah, you're too.
He's a middle-aged man. Don't worry.
The halftime interview with Mike McDaniel, I thought he was going to start crying on the reporter's arm.
Does Kaylee actually just have a couch that he can sit on and talk for a while?
She's like, how do you plan to stop Lamar's rolling to the right? There's a deep void out there. It was crazy. I'm like, dude.
Am I dead yet?
Somebody give him smelly salts again.
He is embattled.
Yeah.
He looks
needs
lost.
To give him a He's rip
the,
of a vape.
I'm embattled.
The definition of embattled.
Yeah.
I still kind of like him.
He should rip the vape. Like, who cares at this point? Yeah. Just rip the vape on the sideline. It's probably not even, even allowed in the stadium? Probably not.
Does anybody else still kind of like him despite all this?
You know what? I actually found myself at one point feeling a little bad for him because the calls and stuff. And then they did that stupid wheel route to Devon Achane. And I was like, I don't feel bad for this guy anymore. This is dumb.
Yeah. I still kind of like him. I don't know what it is. Not as a coach, but as a person.
Mm. You guys been hanging out?
That's all that matters in the end.
The friends we made along the way.
Exactly. No, I mean, Mike McDaniel seems like, I got to be honest, he's top five people I'd want to hang with in the league. I don't want most of the coaches, like Mike Tomlin, you, There's no way I want to go.
DJ Jones looks so much like Tomlin.
Standard is a standard.
What would you talk to at dinner with Mike Tomlin? I've seen there was a video where he went to dinner with his wife and they had the mic on the conversation. It almost put me in a coma. It was so boring.
Yeah. What do you talk about with your wife at dinner?
Or the logistics.
Yeah. Pickups, drop offs.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, Mike McDaniel seems fun. I feel like he could fit in perfectly with us. In fact, he might be here soon enough.
Oh, yeah. Give it the next week till next week.
I mean, we're going to have a bunch of holiday fill-ins soon. You might as well sign up.
Yeah. What I say.
Thanksgiving morning updates. Let's go.
I was actually being functional there. I'm like, you would be perfect, Mike. Come on.
Dude, can you imagine?
2 weeks.
Can you imagine Mike McDaniel trying to do updates? The Niners, they lost to the Giants. It was a miserable experience.
Oh, it'd be great.
Responding to a Bilotti scheduling email.
Oh, boy.
What are your dates for March?
Like, what is time? Let's get to some of those headlines, Coach.
They're all sponsored by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Run.
And get $50 in bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Because we're another day closer to death.
We'll always have Sunday afternoon in Atlanta. My Dolphins right back to being goldfish on Thursday Night Football. Bungling our way to that 28-6 loss to the Ravens. We're now 2-7. The trade deadline's on Tuesday. Maybe we should make a trade or two. Here are my extended thoughts on that from last night.
Chris and I have conversations. We haven't had anything related to you know, how we're preparing this football team today. I just you know, call the game, and we just lost the game as a team. So probably have more
this
conversations, tomorrow. But as of right now, I'm more digesting the loss.
Today, Junior.
How does this guy get hired? I'm sorry.
He's messy with you guys. It's so funny.
No, I don't think he's messing. I think he's awkward.
Dude went to Yale.
So? Yale's some of the most awkward people I know. What are you talking
about?
But
he's super smart. I mean, like, he could put out a sentence if he wanted to.
On Sunday, when they won, he was fine.
Wait, you think just because he went to Yale, he can talk?
I think he's messing with people. I think he's playing with the process here. I don't know. I think he thinks press conferences are the dumbest thing in the world. I'm just going to try and entertain myself.
This strategy is the dumbest thing in the world, Yale graduate.
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel's playing on a next level when it comes to press conferences.
To be honest, like, there's, I think the positive is that, that was a miserable experience.
Yale University, baby.
That was a joke, obviously.
Well, here's the thing, you know, all right, you can think that he's having fun with it, that he's not taking it seriously, that he should have been out long ago.
Yeah,
he's a communicator by trade.
You ever seen... I mean, obviously, coaches' press conferences are the dumbest. You know who disrespects him even more? You ever seen an Andy Reid press conference? Like, they all, like, say nothing. So he's like, why? I'm going to say nothing. I might as well just have a little fun here. Which is funny after a loss, but he's given up. He doesn't care anymore.
But we're laughing at him, not with him. Like, what's funny about this?
I don't know. But that one that Manny just played was funny.
Every single one of these is ridiculous.
It's all the same.
Yeah, he sounds like this all the time. Someone who cuts too much of his sound.
You ever see the interview where he's a ball boy with the Denver Broncos? He clearly can put together a sentence and say it if he wants to. I think he's having a little needle to the media.
See, I think we're going to look back on this in a few years and be like, how in the hell did that guy ever get fired? Or hired, excuse me. Like,
oh, I think, I mean, obviously he's going to be a good OC somewhere.
Sure, as long as he doesn't have to be anywhere near the microphone.
But did you think Cliff Kingsbury and was going to be hired again? Like, watch him and have 3 years of success as an OC, and somebody's going to come like, oh, you know?
Here's a question for you. Yeah. If anyone was going to have a comeback in this league, right, a second act, would you be more confident in Mike McDaniel or Tua? Because look at all the quarterbacks now who are having these retread things. Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold and, you know, Baker Mayfield, like, Tua's a high pick. Tua's big prospect.
Yeah.
Would you bet on Tua having a second act or Mike McDaniel?
Definitely Mike McDaniel. I don't think anyone's going to invest. Tua's going to have to be a backup somewhere. And can he play well enough as a backup to get another contract? I don't know.
I mean, no one saw this coming with Darnold or Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's just the health thing. It's looming over. So I don't think anyone will commit to Tua. That's the thing, like Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold, big, sturdy, you know, they get injured all the time too. But I just think it's different. I think even if Tua is playing the best football in the world right now, would we have any faith in his future? No, of course not.
888-710-4ISN. All right, we shortchanged you there a little bit, Coach Mikey Mack.
I'm used to it.
They say.
Just fire me.
Feels like now would be letting you off the hook. I mean, they're careening towards the number one overall pick. You might as well just keep them. Is that a real Denny's menu, by the
way?
How
do you think? You think they'll get the number one pick?
Steal that?
Yeah, they've got one win. Why not?
They
have two wins. Pardon
me. Yeah, because the Titans.
Titans are number one right now.
Also, too.
Okay, so they're right there.
I don't know. I feel like the Dolphins are going to, you know, they whooped Atlanta. I feel like they're going to win some game. Even last time, I'm like, oh, shoot, they're going to win this game.
You going to order something there, Coach?
Yeah, to answer Maggie's question, this is an actual Denny's menu.
Where'd you get that?
There's been a couple.
It's been out there in the newsroom.
In the newsroom. And so I just picked it up because it looked funny and was big and laminated. But I guess that you could read into this that Mike might need to wait tables soon. But this was just supposed to be funny. And
wait tables? He can't communicate. He's got to be a busboy.
Just needs to listen. Good morning. Scrambled or over easy. Nice and simple.
False. What's the Denny's
great
thing?
Morning,
the Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Moons over Hammy.
I go for like two of those right now. 888-710-4ISN.
Dan Campbell, he could put those down easy.
What about the goal line fade on 4th and 2? Is that on the menu?
It is not.
It's under the heading terrible ideas. 888-710-4476. Maggie and Perloff Show talking a lot about last night's game. We do have an update for you from LSU, which we will get to. We have plenty of other NFL and college football games on tap this weekend as well. M&P, let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween, everybody. We're all dressed as coaches today. If you want to take a look, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. See who wore it best. Perloff, I like your commitment to your Jim Harbaugh costume, that your sweatshirt is tucked into your khakis. Yeah. I noticed that detail.
And the khakis are pleated. So Manny's playing California by Tupac for me. Like, I'm more of a Michigan guy. I should get Eminem.
I just played Eminem.
I know, but that was for me.
Dan Campbell. Yeah. I feel like I know that technically Jim Harbaugh is a coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, but he doesn't feel L.A. to me. He feels Michigan.
It's kind of.
I almost pivoted. I'm like, I should just wear Michigan gear. Like, I don't feel like Jim Harbaugh really wears Chargers with the same passion that he wore that Michigan hat.
Let's go to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis. Ramon, you want to talk about Shohei Ohtani? The World Series resumes tonight in Toronto with the Blue Jays leading 3-2. What do you got, Ramon?
All right. Good morning to you, Perloff. You're going to beat me up, but I got one for you, Kane, especially if Nick Wright. First of all, Lamar didn't look great. Baltimore's creeping. If they can get to 5-5, I think 9-8 will get you in an AFC.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see them get to 9-8.
They're in, dude. They're in. Yeah.
Out of 12 out of 15 games in the playoffs, he's got 0 or 1 hits.
Yep.
0-7 the last 7 at bats. I'm just talking about this GOAT conversation when I brought up Bonds and Pete Rose, and of course I left out Mike Schmidt playing the hot corner. That was one of my favorites growing up. Mike Schmidt was just a beast. Remember Pete Rose did play 6 positions on the field just about. He caught first base, third base, second base, outfield. So I know if it's tomorrow he pitches, well, Pete Rose played 6 positions too. So but going 12 out of 15 games, 0 or 1 hit. And then last year he had a bad shoulder. Okay. Last year he did 4-2. I mean, we beat up Kershaw about his playoff stuff like that. Got to be honest about Ohtani.
Wait, but Ramon, what about the 6 shutout innings? That means nothing to you.
No, I'll give him that. Then I'll throw that in there, so that'll get a little weight this way. But they're not scoring runs. He's getting paid more to hit than to pitch, and he's not hitting. He's not hitting. Thank you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Ramon, listen, I understand. I guess, like,
I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower.
It was me who said that Ohtani's already the GOAT. I think Perloff was pushing back on it. Just to be fair, you were still a little skeptical. I'm all in that he's already the greatest player of all time. And I know that sounds sacrilegious to the Babe Ruth crowd or whatever, but I just think what I'm watching. Last night, Al Michaels actually had a funny response on Thursday Night Football where Al Michaels called baseball forever, right?
Sure.
And someone asked him, who's the Shohei Ohtani of football?
Yeah.
And he's like, it'd have to be a quarterback who then goes out and gets 5 sacks.
And he had Sammy Baugh.
It just doesn't.
Who had 4 interceptions, which was a great little story from Al Michaels.
Yeah, that was the point, right? It's like, even Al Michaels, who's called every sport under the sun, like, it just doesn't exist, you know?
Well, he gave a good example.
Well, but that's from how many years ago?
1940-something.
Slinging Sammy Baugh?
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. But I do think Ramon kind of, I don't know how it fits in the greatest debate. Like, I think you have a real question. And listen, Shohei's got 2 games. So who knows? He could hit 6 homers in these next 2 games.
Right.
Does the pitching affect the hitting? So that is, to me, that's the real conversation. Because you're right. He's been kind of hot and cold in this postseason. He's had these hot games. But generally, like, he's striking out at a much higher rate in this playoffs. I have another theory on why that is. Everyone behind him is cold. So you are going up there against Shohei. You're not throwing him a strike because you don't fear walking him. So he's getting a lot of bad pitches. So I think that's part of the reason that he's so cold, because no one's afraid of anyone behind him.
14 walks so far in this year's postseason to go with 22 strikeouts. He's hitting .250. He's hit 8 home runs.
No, that can't
wait,
be. Oh, is that right?
Let's see.
That's Vlad. Does he hit 8 home runs?
Vlad's had 8 home runs.
No, but if we're doing the whole, not just
has he really?
We're doing the whole playoffs. He hit 2 against Cincinnati. He
hit
3
remember that.
Against Milwaukee
Got
in that
it.
One game.
That's 5.
And then another 1 against Toronto in 6. Game 1. And then 2
there you go.
He's hit 8 home runs. I don't know, guys. I feel like I get it. He's not going 4-for-4 every night, but he's also getting walked a ton, and he's taking the ball in these massive games.
Well, there's definitely some going on with him. He's less consistent than he normally is.
So can I tell you, actually, we can debate about Shohei till the end of time, but I'm happy to do it. 888-710-4ISN. Is he already the greatest player of all time? But a theory emerged about Mookie Betts. You mentioned about people aren't fearing who's behind Shohei in the lineup. And Mookie Betts did get dropped 1 spot in the last game by Dave Roberts, so he was hitting 3rd. But an anonymous baseball executive or whatever said to John Heyman of the New York Post that they think that Mookie Betts playing full-time shortstop for 140 games or whatever this year, that it basically wore him out.
Yep.
And as he's 33 years old, that now you're seeing that he just doesn't have his legs underneath him. And EJ brought up something interesting in the break. I had forgotten that was this season. I couldn't remember if it was this season or the season before, when he got really sick and lost all that weight. Remember, he got a viral infection.
Yeah, and he lost a lot of weight. Yep. And he was trying to get his weight back up really for the whole first half of the season, pretty much. So I'm wondering if this is a residual effect of that, where now you're playing deep into October and he just got nothing. It's been a roller coaster for that guy all season.
Well, I had a conversation because you're right. I think that's a great theory. It comes down to legs. I have a question for Dave Roberts. Should he really, I guess you can't pull him back. Should he really have started Shohei Ohtani in that game after he was on base 9 times the night before until 3 o'clock Eastern? Would there have been an argument like, of course Shohei was going to wear down a little bit. I know they needed somebody to chew up those innings.
Yeah, because they just burned out the whole bullpen.
Yeah, but I don't know. Really, was there an argument that, hey, you know what? Let's just go to a bullpen game and let Shohei rest. Because I think Shohei got worn down in that particular moment, for sure. I mean, how can you be out there no one ever gets on base 9 times. Does that ever even happen in a World Series? Of course not.
Okay, but here's the thing. He didn't pitch poorly, in my opinion, where he didn't give his team a chance to win.
Right, right.
So he kept them in the game.
You knew he wasn't going to be as dominant as he was in that game 4 of Milwaukee. You just had the sense that, you know what, he's not going to be able to dial up the fastball for 7 innings. So, but even so, it's just got to be a lot on his legs. Maybe you could have waited one game and maybe let him start the next game. Because you're right, he was good, but I don't think that was the full Shohei pitching experience. Okay, I think he could have been better with a little more rest.
But you say it like it's so easy. Then you're disrupting Blake Snell. Then you're disrupting the rest of the rotation.
I totally understand, but those guys don't hit. You need him to hit. And maybe he will, by the way. Don't count that dude out.
Yeah, really excited for Game 6 tonight. 888-710-4ISN. Would love to hear in Toronto how people are feeling. And this video is circulating of Dave Roberts running the base path. And he completely wipes out. Is that a bad omen?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that guy could move for an older man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.